Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. A new legal fight is underway over a Minnesota law that's been on the books for over a decade. The U.S. Department of Justice is suing Governor Tim Walz, Attorney General Keith Ellison, and the state's Office of Higher Education over the Minnesota DREAM Act. The 2013 law allows undocumented students who attend a Minnesota high school for at least 3 years and graduate or earn a GED in the state to qualify for in-state tuition. The case now heads to federal court. The wife of Vance Belter is out with her first statement since he was charged with the murders of former Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, and the shootings of Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette. Jenny says, quote, "On behalf of my children and myself, I want to express our deepest sympathies to the families. This violence does not at all align with our beliefs as a family and is a betrayal of everything we hold true as tenets of our Christian faith." Belter says she also was not pulled over by law enforcement on June 14th, but instead voluntarily agreed to meet with agents at a gas station. State lawmakers are also looking at Capitol security following the political attacks. DFL Senator Grant Hochschild from the Iron Range says he's ready to be part of the discussion.
Certainly, I think there's opportunities for us to strengthen our security while making sure that we are still accessible to our constituents, and that's going to be my goal through these conversations.
Several lawmakers have told MNN that Capitol security should be a priority for the next legislative session beginning in February. A new plan by the Minnesota DNR would allow Minnesotans to purchase a state park pass when they register their vehicle. DNR Northwest Regional Manager Ben Berge is leading the project.
It's really about a way to make it easier for Minnesotans to purchase a pass. The endorsement would replace what many people think of as an annual park sticker.
Berge says they need to report back to the legislature in January. If it does become law, it would go into effect sometime in 2027. The National Weather Service reports a tornado spotted east of Albert Lea in Freeborn County as residents across southeastern Minnesota receive tornado and flood warnings. Minnesota Congressman Tom Emmer's provision to support military families struggling to obtain their loved one's veteran's death certificate has passed the House. The measure was included in the larger military construction, veterans affairs, and related agencies appropriations bill. Emmer's proposal will require the Department of Veteran Affairs to prepare a report offering solutions to ensure military families receive these documents in a timely manner. Representative Angie Craig has joined several lawmakers to urge the Trump administration to follow through on its promise to deliver high-speed internet service to rural communities. In a letter to the Commerce Secretary, Craig says she's concerned recent guidance would suggest broadband deployment could be delayed in these parts of the country. The Minnesota Timberwolves used the 17th overall pick in the NBA draft on a 6'11" center from France. 18-year-old Johan Berenger averaged 5.1 points, 4.7 rebounds, and 1.4 blocks in Sylvania this past season. The Wolves had the first selection in the second round of the draft tonight, which is the 31st pick overall. This is MNN.